Welcome to another edition of Sunday Conversation, a special edition of Sunday Conversation. I'm your host, Michael Soul, sitting in for the Rileys on this Sunday. And this is a special edition of Sunday Conversation, rightfully so and right on time, because, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the brink of celebrating National Line Dance Week. How about that? National Line Dance Week, which actually starts tomorrow on a Monday. And I have a very special guest on the line whom I've had the opportunity to be a part of a few of her events, actually, and seeing her perform and do her thing on the line dance scene. So if you will, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our special guest on Sunday Conversation, the one and only Paula Dean. Paula, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Conversation. So
thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So for those that don't know who Paula Dean is, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Paula Dean, and I am a native of Columbus, Georgia, and I am ecstatic and elated to be a line dance instructor, but I am an educator, first of all. I have been in education since I was at the tender age of 16, working in daycares. I'm currently a director with Fort Benning as a youth director here. And I had the opportunity to start line dancing with my own group almost 2 years ago. But before then, I was line dancing in Perry, Georgia with Carlisa Williams with InStyle Express. Soul line dancers, but I am a mother, I am a wife of 20 plus years, and I am joyful to be here with you today.
All right. We got the full resume, but she left the cliffhanger for everybody, because she is the leader of Line Dancers Unlimited. Line Dancers Unlimited. Talk about this group and how you got this group started.
Oh, so Line Dancers Unlimited, that is one of my babies, and it has grown and it is continuously going to grow with God first and the great group of people that I deal with on a daily basis. I cannot switch them out for anything in the world. But we are, I started 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, December 15th, we'll be celebrating 2 years, and we will have an event to celebrate with us. But I started because of one young man that he is like a brother to me. He recognized me at the Fountain City Classic almost 2 years ago. And he was like, sis, you need to line dance. I was like, well, I don't have anywhere. He said, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I got somewhere. So Carlos Moffitt, I appreciate him for recognizing me and taking me up under his wings and getting me where I wanted to go. And from there, I have been growing and growing and growing, doing community-based events, doing social events, just being able to be a pillar in the community as far as line dancing, bringing all ages together and just having a good time.
Man, I'm glad you mentioned it. I know Carlos. What's up, Carlos? Okay. So that's what's up, man. So how can someone new to line dancing get started?
So there's plenty of ways that you can get started, and it kind of depends on the person. Some people can be shy to line dance in front of other people, so they pull up videos from YouTube. There are some great instructors out there that do YouTube tutorials on line dancing. So that is one way. Myself, I do private lessons for people that want to just kind of line dance but are afraid to step out there with other people. I do private groups or come to one of my classes. I do beginner classes for people on Thursdays at Warehouse 9. But also check out a lot of other people that line dance, G Sliders with Gladys Johnson. She is slower paced with most of her dances, and she's a very good line dance instructor. One of my very own, Shalana Wilcox, over at Valley Valley Healthcare. She's doing line dancing. So there's plenty of people in the community that do line dancing, and they will be, you know, slow, supportive of what you're doing and try to get you on track.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest, Paula Dean, Line Dancers Unlimited. Tomorrow kicks off National Line Dance Week. Paula, there are some physical and social benefits of participating in line dancing. Talk about that, too, how that helps our bodies and our minds.
So, first of all, it is a great source of cardio workout. I think trying to learn the dances is even more cardio than already knowing the dances and doing the dances. But it also helps with coordination and balance. It helps with stress reliever. I know that if I have a stressful day at work, I am running to class, ready to see my people and have a good time with them. And it just makes you forget or just kind of relieve some of that stress of those everyday things that we deal with. It also helps with cognitive development. There's probably 1,000 line dancers out there. I probably teach over 300 line dances. And yesterday, somebody was like, how do you remember all of this? And I'm like, you know, it's just something that you kind of do. Yeah. But it really helps with a lot of physical and mental development of the body and the soul.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So those are the physical and there's social benefits, too, because one of the things you touched on is bringing all ages together. I was down in Opelika for an event. And Paula, let me tell you, it was like 19 year olds, and they danced for 5 hours straight. Talk about that, how line dancing, you know, fosters a community and a sense of belonging.
Yes. So as far as, it brings all the ages. I'm talking about from the little tots, because even my 2 year old, he's 1 year old. My 1 year old grandson, I would have him, and he's, you know, trying to learn some of those steps when I'm up there practicing in the house. So, you know, just having that connection with the 1 year old of moving from left to right and me calling out the steps for him, you know, helps with some of his brain development. But from the little ones to the older ones, I've met people who are in their 70s and 80s, and they are line dancing like they're in their, you know, their 20s when they're on that dance floor. So it brings a community together. And I kind of put it to it like this. It's almost like an unspoken language of respect and kindness when you hit that dance floor. It's dancing to one sound for all ages with your own style. Nobody has to do anything the same. It's just everybody having that respect and that love to be able to move and to do and to show off what they can do on that dance floor. So yeah, it brings people together. Yeah. Look at parties. People play certain music. Some people on this side, some people on that side. But when that line dance song comes on, guess what? Everybody rushing into that dance floor. Have a good time.
You hit
so
that.
It brings everybody together.
You hit that on the head, because as a DJ, that's what I love to see. You know, my job is to keep people on the floor. And when we drop them line dance songs, man, as a DJ, that's really what I enjoy, too. So I'm glad you hit on that. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Sunday Conversation, a special edition of Sunday Conversation. Our guest is Paula Dean, and she is the head honcho of Line Dancers Unlimited. Paula, for anyone out there who would like to be an instructor, what advice would you give to line dance instructors to keep their classes engaging and fun for all levels?
So for line dance instructors, First of all, the first thing that I would like for line dance instructors to understand, you got to be a part of a group first. Be a part of that group before you break off to another group. That way you have a sense of belonging, seeing how people work, how, you know, things kind of maneuver. Because with line dancers, because I hold a special place in my heart for my line dance instructor. And when I see her, I get so excited. Miss Carlisa Williams out of Perry, Georgia. I mean, it just is a sign of respect for, you know, each other as far as growing and seeing each other move on, and even with anybody who moves on from my group to get to their point. But one thing you have to have is patience. You have to have patience, and you have to be able to read your crowd. That's just like you being a DJ. You got to be able to read the crowd that you have and know what music to play. You got to read the crowd of your audience and be able to know who needs a little modification, who needs a little bit of help, because you want to stand next to them, you want to be able to talk it through, and you got to be able to have that coordination of calling out the dances and be able to do the dances and trying to modify dances all at the same time. I've learned that. But those are some of the things, just being able to have fun with your people that you are with and being able to understand, because I don't call my line dance, we're not a group, we're a family. You know, the things that we have done, the things that we have been through, we're a family, and that's what holds dear to my heart. And so you got to be able to, you know, be able to revamp what you're doing so that you can be able to reach your audience.
Paula,
know who you're dealing with.
Paula Dean, Line Dancers Unlimited. Paula, I need to get personal with you right here, okay? Now, you know, you've been doing your thing, you know, the past couple of years with Line Dancers Unlimited. Can you share, like, one of the most memorable stories of a line dance event that you had? You know, what's that one that really, really touched you?
The one that really touched me was I had an Aquarius affair, and my birthday is in February, so I had an Aquarius affair. And my family, my Line Dancers Unlimited family, surprised me with a monetary donation and talked so highly of me that they caught me crying and everything. They know that I'm a very, you're not going to believe this, but I am a very shy person. And I'm not the type of person that doesn't like to be put on the spot or anything. I tell them I will go to the back of the room and teach from the back of the room. If a camera is around, I would move away from the cameras. But they caught me. We in the middle of line dancing. They turned my mic off. I didn't even realize they turned my mic off. And they halted the whole thing, spoke of me highly, and I appreciate them so much, gave me a monetary donation, and then threatened me to make sure I didn't spend it on anybody but myself.
Wow.
So that is one of the most memorable events I can think of.
You know what? And I do now, with you saying that, seeing you in action and how you and the group move together, I can see them doing that for you. But you being shy, wait a minute.
Yes. And people, but yes, and one of my good ones that is, you know, it sticks with me through thick and thin with Line Dancers Unlimited. I sat there and said that, and she thought about it. She said, yeah, I do see it. I'm not the type of person, I don't go up and I'm afraid to kind of talk to people.
Yeah.
But until you talk about line dancing, you talk about line dancing and kids, oh, I'll spill everything. But just to go up to people, I kind of shy away when it comes to a camera. I'm not. That's not me. They had to beat me to go take pictures and things like that.
Paula Dean, Line Dancers Unlimited. National Line Dance Week kicks off tomorrow. We're going to be celebrating right here on K92.7. Now, Paula, I got to get your verbal okay, all right? Because you know,
yes,
the Fountain City Classic is on the way, right? It's going to be huge.
Yes.
Matter of fact, tailgating went on sale today. Y'all better get them spots before they sell out, all right? But we are doing the old school, new school party like we always do. But can we get Line Dancers Unlimited to show up, glow up, and set it off for us with a line dance set on Friday, November 7th.
Oh, you definitely have us. We going to come in, show out, and we all going to be sitting looking like we don't have anywhere to go because we will set it off up in there.
There it is.
We will be glad to.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it live right here on Sunday Conversations. Get ready. Fountain City Classic will be turned all the way up. Old school, new school party, and a line dance set featuring Paula Deen and Line Dancers Unlimited live. Okay. I'm feeling that now.
And I'm from I went to Fort Valley State University.
What?
So we gonna show up and show out.
I didn't know that, man.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Fort
okay.
Valley State.
Shout out to Fort Valley. Shout out to Albany. They're going to be in town, and we're going to turn all the way up. Paula, listen. For those, how can people stay connected with Line Dancers Unlimited and get updates on future events and dancing opportunities with you?
So to get in touch with us, I send out a calendar of events on our social media page and on our website. You can go to linedancersunlimited.com. You can check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and on YouTube. So that's Line Dancers Unlimited.
All right. Paula, I do want to extend an invitation to you and the crew to come to Jazz on the River. It's going to be Sunday, September 28th. I'm really being selfish with this now. Sunday, September 28th, we're going to be at Woodruff Riverfront Park. Bring the team on down, man. Y'all let your hair down. It's going to be on a Sunday. Real easy, you know, 4 to 7. And who knows? You know, we might throw something on the turntables for y'all to turn up to. Speaking of which, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite song to line dance to?
You really gonna put a limit on my favorite song? Oh my goodness. I guess my favorite song would be one that, I think You Better Go. Better Go, I think, is one of my favorite by Westlove.
Yeah.
To do. But that October London, though, lately. The October London is new, so, but ask me next week, it might be something different because it's always changing.
Right. October London,
but
wait a minute.
My
what song?
I had to still stick to is Can't Get Enough by Tamia. I'm sorry. I still had to stick with that one.
I'm still trying to learn that one. But October London, what song? What song about October? Y'all got to help me.
My goodness. Let me get you hip to this. But by October London, let me go to my playlist. What is the name of this song?
Is it all I want is you? Is not all I want is you.
Touch on me. Touch on me. October London.
Okay.
It's slow. Okay. It's slow, sexy, and just smooth with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, you know what? When we were in Manchester, right? Shout out to Rashida and the crew up there, the DB2 Foundation.
We coming back.
Okay. Man, when we were there and y'all broke it down to Heart of a Woman, and man, it was slow, it was sensuous, but I was like, whoa, really? Your playlist got me fired up when you sent me that playlist and all the different songs on there. How do you sit down and just put that together? How do you put that together, man?
So, because of my team, they are always sending me line dance songs. So I have to sit and make sure I learn something new. I try to teach all my new ones on Sundays when I have my intermediate class. So they send me songs. Oh, we got to do this. So I add it to the playlist. At this moment, I have about 4 different playlists, and each playlist maybe has about 50 songs.
Yeah.
So when I'm teaching, I try to break down, and I do a certain playlist on certain days that I'll pull from and just do a select, because I want them to make sure they understand there's a whole bunch of line dances that were choreographed way before it started really blowing up. So try to keep you in the know of the old and the new. So, but yes, I've been, yeah, my daughter has criticized me, like, Mama, don't send all these songs to people anymore.
That's what's up.
Because I did that when we went to Atlanta one time, and she was like, the DJ called, all of these have a line dance to it. She was like, yeah, all of them.
You're teaching the DJs, too. I'm telling you, you're teaching us, man.
Hey, oh, yes, yes.
As you can see, everybody, this is a very special Sunday conversation. And Paula Dean of Line Dancers Unlimited is our special guest. Why? Because it's National Line Dance Week. It kicks off tomorrow. It lasts for a week. But we're going to continue the celebration on K92.7, one of the stations here at Davis Broadcasting, as well as for the Fountain City Classic. We're going to turn up on the old school, new school party and make a line dance set exclusively for Paula Dean and Line Dancers Unlimited. Paula, before we go, is there any shout outs or anything you want to send out to everybody out there listening about line dancing and what it's done for you in the community?
So line dancing has been a relief for me. Like I said, I'm a shy person, but I have learned to just come out my shell and just to share what gift I have to people. People say that I have been a blessing to them with the line dancing, but people have actually been a blessing to me. It's opened up a lot of doors in the community, and I want us to continue to open up those doors. Sadly, on at Shirley Winston, you know, it was an unfortunate incident, and that made me realize how we need to try to work together to bring the community together for the betterment for our youth and for the people that are in our community. So whatever I can possibly do to do that, if it's doing making noise with our boots or our tennis shoes or whatever the case may be, to be positive, let's do that. Let's grow together and not grow apart, because life is too short and we got too much to do in it.
I love it. Before we go again, Paula, give out your contact information for anyone that would like to connect with you as well.
Again, this is Paula Dean. I am with Line Dancers Unlimited. You can reach me at linedancersunlimited.com, or you can even send us an email address, which is on our website as well. We're on Facebook, we're on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. So come check us out. Have a good time with us. Right. We're at Warehouse 9 on Tuesdays and Sundays.
There it is. Happy National Line Dance Week, Paula and Line Dancers Unlimited. This has been a special edition of Sunday Conversation. Yours truly, Michael Soul Muhammad, holding it down for the Rileys on Sunday Conversation. Be blessed. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.